right, and we're live. Here we go. So it is May 1st, and we've wrapped up April. The Dow had its worst month since 2022. The S&P lost 4.2% in April, and Bitcoin is dropping below 58,000. Today is the big day, Fed meeting. So we will learn more about what the Fed thinks they should do going forward into the year, and we'll see how the markets react. With that said, welcome to Coffee with Marcus and Market. Today is May 1st, and in this show, we're going to talk to you about what's happening in the markets and how we are trading it. And Mark, never a dull moment. I mean, yesterday, markets definitely nervous going into today.
Looks like it, Marcus. And we wrapped up the month of April, and it was a pretty disappointing month.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, this were S&P down 4.2%, and we are stuck right here between the 5,000 level and the 50-day moving average. This morning, markets at first moved a little bit lower, but found some support at the 50-day moving average. But I mean, overall for the year, we're still doing pretty good. For the year, we're still up 6% in the S&P 500. We're up, only 1% in the Dow. And the NASDAQ, we're up 5.2%. So, I mean, it's not that we're off to a horrible start. It's actually not bad that we had a little bit of a retracement.
I agree. And we always say that retracements within an overall trend are healthy. It kind of shakes out some weak hands and also creates some more opportunity. So we might have gotten a little bit away from ourselves, the market, that is, with the big rally that we had. But if you're averaging 5% every 4 months, I mean, that's 15% a year for the NASDAQ. That's better than average. For the S&P, it's, 18% for the year? Not too shabby if these numbers keep up.
Right. So we'll see. And this is where, again, today is the big day. So right now, traders are focusing on three things. Number one, what is happening today? What will the Fed say? What will Powell say? I mean, looking at the economic calendar, we already know that the Fed is expected not to change anything. But we want to know more about the FOMC statement, because this is where we'll probably learn more about the so-called runoff of the balance sheet. And this will be significant. And then 30 minutes later, Powell will grab the mic and basically say what they have in mind right now.
Yeah, and this is where there's the balance sheet to consider. There's also the number of cuts, or if we even will see a cut. But I think what investors really want to know, and what's likely to be touched upon, is what the Fed needs to see in order for rates to be cut.
Yeah, because I mean, this morning, looking at the probabilities and what Fed funds traders are pricing in, super, super interesting today. One of these days, again, where they say, ooh, will the Fed raise rates? I mean, only a 1% probability. But I mean, this snuck in there. We don't see this too often. I think this year I've seen it maybe two or three times that some traders are factoring in, okay, maybe they will raise interest rates. But I mean, pretty much everybody's in the camp. They'll keep it the same. And the question is, when will they start lowering interest rates?
Exactly. Is the data that we've seen with inflation, is that a concern where a cut's totally off the table? Is a hike a potential? And again, from a probability perspective, that's not expected, even though it's fun to see that 1% every now and then. So knowing what the Fed needs to see to start thinking about a cut is going to be important. And that's what investors want to know.
Yeah. So this is one of the things that are in focus this week. And then also we do have the jobs report being released on Friday. And this morning we had some jobs data that was already released. Not the big one, but we had the ADP non-farm employment rate and the JOLTS jobs opening.
Sure. JOLTS jobs showing that openings have dipped a little bit here, at least lower than what was expected and lower than the last reading.
Yeah. And then the ADP non-farm employment change, I mean, came in a little bit higher than expected, but they were also measuring the wage increase, and I think it came in a little bit lower than expected. And again, the big one is definitely on Friday. That's where we see what happened here in April. And this is where we learn more about the unemployment rate that is supposed to be the same, the average hourly earnings. I think this will be in focus this time.
I agree. Yeah, and we know that Wednesday's report, if there's a big surprise, it could always be a little bit of a market mover, but investors are really focused on this key report Friday.
Yeah. All right, so that's the second thing. And then, of course, we still have earnings rolling in. Big week for earnings. I mean, this is where today, before the bell, we had MasterCard reporting earnings. We had CVS reporting earnings, Marriott. And then yesterday, after the bell, Starbucks and Amazon. I think we should take a look at these five.
Yeah, a lot of movement with the earnings. Which one do you want to start with?
Your pick. Starbucks?
Sure.
SBUX, Starbucks. I mean, down 16%. This is the second time in the row that they're missing earnings.
Yeah, this is a real big slide here. So nasty move for Starbucks. And they reported an earnings miss. They reported a revenue miss. They issued outlook that was less than favorable, saying that they had disappointing same store sales. So the outlook combined with these two misses hurting Starbucks.
Yeah, it's really interesting. And I saw that one of the big misses was China. I'm still surprised that Starbucks is big in China. Didn't they have their own Starbucks? Was it like Lucky Coffee or something like this? Do you remember?
Yeah, was it Lucky? I think so.
Yeah, I don't know. This is where, again, I'm super surprised that Starbucks has such a strong presence there. And I mean, yeah, that's bad. And again, it's the second time they miss earnings, and this is where investors say, okay, what the heck? It is an opportunity, though, because if we zoom out, and I want to hop over to the PowerX Optimizer for a moment and take a look here at Starbucks. I mean, that is an opportunity to sell some puts, because if we zoom out, Starbucks is now trading at levels that we haven't seen since, mid-2022. So, I mean, there's definitely some support around the 70, 71 level.
Yep. I mean, you should always know holding shares of Starbucks going into earnings, or really any company going into earnings, is going to expose yourself to risk, right? But as far as the chart goes, sure, it's a nasty day. However, looks like in the past there's been some support around those levels. And if you like the idea of picking up some shares, selling some puts, it does look like in the past a longer-term support level could be 70. That's what 71 right now is, the put that's available.
All right. MasterCard, another one that reported earnings. And I don't think that this is an opportunity to pick up some MasterCard. So they also, really, really surprisingly, I think, did they have an earnings miss? I believe that. Let's see. Let's take a look at MasterCard.
Yeah, they actually did better than expected on earnings and revenue. And they did say that the growth in the value of transactions processed on the payment firm's platform slowed year over year. So that might be a little bit of what's keeping the stock down, as well as the overall market and what's going on today, because earnings were a beat.
Yeah. All right. Amazon yesterday reporting after the bell, really not too surprising, up 2%. Was up a little bit higher earlier today, pulling back a little bit. I mean, pretty much everything came in line with expectations. No surprise there. I'm a little bit surprised that they are not jumping more based on these earnings beat. But, right, I mean, this is where, I mean, right now, all of this AI craziness and the cloud computing, I think that this estimate was fairly conservative.
Could be. But hey, that's a huge surprise anyway. So
it is.
Nice day for Amazon.
Yeah. All right. Did we have anybody else on the list?
Well, there was CVS.
CVS, yes, CVS. I mean, also down 18% this morning, posting an earnings miss.
Yeah, looking at its worst day in almost 15 years, you see an earnings miss, a revenue miss. They also slashed their full-year outlook and attributed that to elevated medical costs.
Yeah, CVS also a quite interesting candidate for a possible wheel if you like CVS and want to own CVS. Right now, trading at levels that we haven't seen since the pandemic. So we're going back 4 years here. So 53, 52, I think this is some good support.
It could be.
Yeah. So that's another possibility here if you're looking for real opportunities right now. I want to say something else and I forgot. Okay, let's go back to the markets. Let's see what's happening there. So super interesting today. S&P slightly down, but we see just diddling along, a little bit nervous ahead of the meeting. Super interesting that also interest rates are lower today. So if you look at the 2-year yield, down 0.5%, 10-year yield, down 0.5%, and also cryptocurrencies down. I mean, right now, everything down ahead of the meeting for cryptocurrencies. Bitcoin here, a massive slide, now trading at 57,000.
Look at that. Having hasn't helped much.
Yeah, not yet, not yet. So, yeah, it will be an interesting day. So this afternoon, definitely grab your popcorn. Let's take a look at our positions. And we actually did have two more positions coming up on the WTF analyzer. So we are in IBM. So IBM, let's take a look at this. We bought it at 167.50, right now trading at 165.35. So slightly down there, nothing for us to do. Still waiting for an exit signal. COP, ConocoPhillips, popped up as a signal this morning.
Yeah, so entry on this one, it has pulled a little bit back since, but valid signal. And my plan, and Marcus, your plan as well, was to consider these type of signals ahead of the Fed, just because we have fixed risk. We know how much we're risking on a trade based on our position sizing and also the stop losses being used. So if there is a positive reaction, fantastic. That is to the Fed and in today's movement. Wonderful. If there's a negative reaction, we knew exactly how much risk we had on the trade before getting into it.
Yeah. So we'll see. And then we have Target. Target is surprising me a little bit. So Target, last earnings, they really jumped higher. We're kind of trading in this range between 164 and 180. Gave us an entry signal this morning. Looking good. But right now, down 2% for the day. And I didn't see any news. So I don't know if it's just ahead of the Fed or what is driving this move lower. Anyhow, we ended this one at 160.83, currently trading at 157.41. So slightly down here, we're around 2%.
Yeah, and this is where we're taking signals based on all of the testing and the probabilities that we have concluded. But here it does look like Target wanted to make a little bit of a gap fill before turning around.
Almost seems this way. Well, we'll see what happens, especially this afternoon and over the next couple of days. All right, moving on to the wheel and Apple. The Apple saga continues. I mean, after moving lower yesterday and dropping below my call strike price. So just to recap, bought it at 167.50. Sold calls at 172.50 yesterday, dropping below today, trying to make another push. So we'll see if I get called away or if these expire worthless and I can sell more calls. So two important events this afternoon, the Fed, and then tomorrow after the bell, earnings.
Yeah, interesting dip yesterday, but filling that gap, and then today a little bit higher, but surprising that there was such a reversal after trading at 176 a share just 2 days ago.
Yeah. It will be interesting. Okay, CSIQ today. A little bit nervous. Has had a good run over the last few days. right now down 0.8%. But again, with the interest rate decision this afternoon, I'm not surprised that CSIQ is slightly down here today.
Yeah, that's not a surprise at all.
Yeah. NEE, look at this. I mean, NEE, we are getting close to possibly selling calls. Let's take a look at this. Not interested right now selling calls. Well, we can actually look at Friday to see if there's any premium in there. And okay, so we got assigned at 69.50, the 69, 31%, and the 70, 7%. What are your thoughts?
I'm watching it, and this is where I would probably take it if we had a 69.50 strike and I could get 30%. But at 69, if we saw a big rally, I was in a situation where I'd be taking a 50-cent loss per share. Not a big deal, but also because I was even looking at May 10th, right?
Yeah, so we go out another this week. As well. But it's very, very, very similar. I mean, there's not much of a difference.
Yeah. And I mean, this is where if I was to pull the trigger, I'd probably be a little more inclined to go out to next week because you get 61 cents. 58 cents is the line in the sand. But yeah, it's looking good and just not quite there for me.
Almost there. So close.
Almost.
I mean, we said it on Monday that this might be the week where we are finally selling calls against NEE. We'll see. We're getting super, super close. And then we have UPS, and UPS pulling back a little bit today, coming back right now, pretty much in line with the market, down 0.7%. So, and this trend line, still intact. Oh, wait.
Yep.
This is the trend line.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
Okay.
Now you know.
Now you know. So keep moving higher. Okay. Let's take a look at the S&P. Before we do, I think it's time for a dad joke. Okay, I got one for you. You see, my friend Joe just finished the Dolly Parton diet. Do you know what happened? Well,
what happened?
It made Joe lean, Joe lean, Joe lean. No.
Okay, that was good. Hey, why was the trader arrested?
No idea.
His neighbors complained that he was always naked in the morning. Come on, I had to throw in a little trader joke. Okay.
All right. Okay, what do you guys think before we go back to the market? Which one was better? Vote in the comments, okay? Mine or Mark's? There he is. All right, looking at the markets right now, making lows of the day, not too surprising because there's a lot of uncertainty going into the afternoon of what will Powell say. And we already know that he will say higher for longer, but right now, the markets want to know, is he concerned? Is the Fed concerned about the sticky inflation? Or do they say that they are happy with the progress? Because recently, Powell always said that they are happy with the progress, and even though their work is not done, blah, blah, blah. So this is the wording that we are looking for this afternoon. Has this wording changed that they are no longer saying, well, we made some progress, and that they are getting concerned about it? So markets trading at lows of the day. Not for the Dow, though. The Dow is slightly higher. I believe the Dow mainly driven by, I think it was Eli Lilly. No, it's Johnson & Johnson. Oh, yeah. Did you hear about Johnson & Johnson?
No.
So Johnson & Johnson, let's take a look at this. You know that they had this lawsuit with the talcum powder, I believe it was.
Yeah.
And so this morning the news broke that they are settling. They're paying like over $6 billion, $6.5 billion. But It means that uncertainty is gone. And this is why it rallies here this morning. So we see up 4%. And that's what happened to Johnson & Johnson. And it's probably dragging the whole Dow a little bit higher.
Sure. Yeah. Nice.
All right. Well, with that said, this afternoon will be a big day. And we will be back tomorrow to report what the Fed said, what the reaction to this was. So if you like today's, give us a like. And if you feel that this was good information worth sharing, hit the share button. We really appreciate it. And otherwise, if you're new to the channel, hit subscribe. And we'll see you again tomorrow. Super important Coffee with Marcus and Mark. So tune in for sure. We'll see you then.
Happy trading, everybody.